Well, clearly, if you're hearing my voice, you are also a public radio listener. But according to Nielsen Company, anyway, you're also, as an average American, very likely watching a lot of TV. They recently came out with a study saying that Americans are watching more TV than ever, 35 hours per week. That's 5 hours a day. And we've been hearing from some of you out there among our takeaway audience.
Neither I nor anyone I associate with actually watch television. To me, this means that the average of 5 hours a day means that there's an awful lot of people in this country watching even more than that. And that thought scares the living hell out of me.
See, that's where I am.
I think this is Nielsen selling themselves.
So you don't believe Nielsen?
No,
you think
Nielsen is trying to survive.
All right, if you work for the Nielsen company, you can call in and respond to John's skepticism.
You.
But I'm with our listener there. I also don't really watch TV.
You do too. You watch Hulu. You watch all kinds
of
stuff.
No, I don't.
You do too. You watch digital media on screen.
No, every once in a while, I watch a Daily Show clip, or my husband gets me to watch, what is it? Yeah. What's the one about the cranky doctor?
I don't know.
House. That's the one he bets. But anyhow, I watch it. But here's another response from one of our listeners.
You know, you've watched too much television when you know who the winner of American Idol is, but you don't know who the Secretary of State is, and that's a true story. And I mean, this was four adults in the workplace who kept on blobbing about the winner and the runner-up, and I finally said, well, glad you guys know that. And it was during the week that she traveled to China to defuse the first instance with North Korea last year.
All right, I have no idea who the winner of American Idol is, but Hillary Clinton is our Secretary of State. But we do have with us Darren Watson calling us from Washington State. Good morning, Darren.
Moses Lake, Washington, a fabulous community, by the way.
Good morning. And as I understand it, you're a little bit of an anomaly because you don't watch TV live on your TV, right?
Correct.
All right. You order Netflix and you watch TV shows all in one big slew on your DVD.
Exactly.
But do you think you watch maybe 5 hours a day?
The internet. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you watch maybe 5 hours a day, do you think?
I try not to.
That's not an answer, Darren.
It doesn't happen on a fairly regular occasion.
Okay. So, but if you averaged out.
That's why I don't have TV at home.
Okay, but if you averaged out your TV viewing of these TVs, even on DVDs, would it come up to, you think, 30, 35 hours a week?
No.
No.
Probably 20. Probably not 30, 35.
But if you're watching a DVD on a television, isn't that watching TV? Excuse me for living on planet Earth?
Absolutely. No, no. Absolutely. I have a television. Ah. I do not have cable or an antenna to get broadcast television.
You need to get a boat so you can go on to Moses Lake and hang out and have some fun.
How do you know he doesn't have one? Well, let me ask you this, Darren. You sound like you're appointment watching. Like you're not one of those people that keeps the TV running in the background, but you're actually sitting down to watch the show with focus.
Yes.
Okay, and you watch stuff like Grey's Anatomy. You watch the show my husband's a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you watch them from beginning to end, no commercials.
Correct.
Okay, so what do you think? Power of television, stronger now as people are watching more, weaker because people aren't actually focusing on it?
I would say weaker because people aren't actually focusing on it. I would agree with that, definitely.
Okay, Darren Watson, he's the anomaly, but he agrees that TV doesn't have the power it once had when everyone gathered around it. Darren Watson, one of our listeners from Moses Lake, Washington State, watches TV.
Listens to us on KLWS.
KLWS in Moses Lake, Washington.
Place.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.